Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings, and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast, Friday edition. It's been a long-ass week. I gotta tell you, I like being busy. I got Nedley Mandingo on. Hey, Nedley Mandingo, Fish on J, can you... Vulture is out busy. So if you guys can give me a mic check and let me know if it's sounding good. Here, hold on. I'll listen to it myself here and just see. Oh, yeah, it does sound good. You know, it's just hit or miss. I got a great show lined up. I got Jordan Mode. He's coming up at 7:30. He is an up-and-coming podcaster. And the reason I wanted to have him on is... He seems like a nerd like myself, but he wears costumes. He wears costumes during his live streams. And I wanted to have him on. I definitely. Double D, Daniel Dennis, he was just texting me. One of the first things I want to get into. Okay, so here. I'll bring it up this way. You know, there's certain people that I know when it comes to the, you know, just that I'll let people get away with stuff. And I think this is hilarious what Tom and Dan did. I was scrolling through TikTok. And I was like, what the hell is this? Tuttle's budget cuts. Now, Tom and Dan are like brothers to me. I love them to death. So I think this is funny as hell. And matter of fact, Tom and Dan's got a big ass audience. They got a big ass audience. I hope to be half of what they are right now. Because their studio is in a very nice area in Orlando. It's not in their house. They're able to buy a business like real estate and do their show from there. They got offices, they got salespeople. But I was on their TikTok page, and whoever is doing their TikTok stuff for a mediocre time with Tom and Dan, they are doing such a great job. But they did this Tuttle's budget cut thing. Now, Tom and Dan, I don't have a problem with it. And I don't know who this guy is. And I'll play it. I'll play it right now for you.
Are you tired of paying too much for a haircut? Would you like a professional trim for a fraction of the cost?
I don't like the picks that they... You know what, though? I'm kind of glad that they did pick some of these pictures. Look at how fat my face looks. Holy shit. And it's funny because when you look at yourself in the mirror every single day, you don't see the subtle changes that go on. But this is right after, matter of fact, this is when I was still with Bubba. I was still drinking. Look at how heavy I was laying here. Why didn't anybody like tell me I needed to burn a timeout? But god damn, I was heavy. I was laying real heavy. Right now, I'm going about... I've kind of hit a plateau. I'm about 172 right now. This is close to 200-pound Tuttle. Fat face, nerd-ass glasses and everything.
The cost? Introducing Tuttle's budget cuts.
I don't even know why or how. Now, I kind of like this picture of me. At least I look skinny. I look very hipster-ish. Fish on J asked, what year was that? That was 2019, maybe even. I could be off on the time frame. could be early 2020, like right when I first stopped drinking and stuff, but man, I was laying heavy there. And this picture is like hipsterish, Tuttle. The thing is that, you know, living in Florida, the wintertime is so great for us because we get to wear actual trendy, stylish type clothes. And I know this isn't stylish at all, but man, oh man, like it's so much better. Because when you're living in Florida, it's just shorts. A lot of people wear flip-flops or Crocs or whatever it may be. And you get to wear other stuff. It might be 2020 fish on Jay, but I was still laying heavy. That's when I first started making some changes and stuff.
Nestled in the heart of the hobo fish camp, Tuttle's budget cuts offer style and value. For $5, not only will you receive a haircut you'll never...
Now, that's not my actual PT Cruiser, but that's pretty damn close. You know, on the driver's side, the taillight was coming out in Lummix. Lummy gave me a piece of Gorilla Tape. And I got to tell you, that thing has not moved. That piece of Gorilla Tape has been on there since early 2019. Gorilla Tape should hire me to do a commercial to show like how reliable their product is, because through all the rainstorms in Florida, all the heat, wind, whatever it may be, that Gorilla Tape is still holding strong on that taillight. And I know it's white trash for me to have a piece of Gorilla Tape holding my taillight in. I should contact them. Fish on Jay, what do you think? I really think that I should call them, because I actually think it would be. Look, my teeth are good. I know Bubba and them like to fuck with me about my teeth and stuff. I got all my teeth. It's just from my anxieties and just all the mental problems, I grind. I'm always tense. I'm always, my jaws are tight. Probably doesn't help that I did a lot of ecstasy and Molly back in the day. I have all my teeth, just a little ground down, and that's it. You know, Bubba and them, and you know what, though? That's the thing about it. Once again, back to this bit that Tom and Dan are doing. Tom and Dan doing that, I know them. Bubba. See, that's the thing about the radio shows you work with. They can bust your balls, but when it's an outside, yeah, I mean, Amigo SPC1, cocaine teeth. Yeah, I mean, you could be right. I mean, like I said, I got all my teeth. I brush everything every single day. You know, the one thing that really did, like, kind of bother me a little bit is when Bubba said my teeth were yellow and stuff. No, I take care of my teeth. It's just that I grind. I don't know if I grind in my sleep. But I do, like, I'm trying to be more aware of my grinding and stuff throughout the day. But, I mean, Amigo, that's a pretty funny message there. All right, here, I'm gonna play this for you guys all the way through. I know that I'm starting and stopping, and I'll play it without interrupting it so you guys can hear it.
Never forget.
Matter of fact, here, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start it over, and I'm going to let you guys listen to it without my dumbass talking.
Are you tired of paying too much for a haircut? Would you like a professional trim for a fraction of the cost? Introducing Tuttle's Budget Cuts. Nestled in the heart of the hobo fish camp, Tuttle's Budget Cuts offer style and value.
Oh, by the way,
for $5.
I know that I wasn't going to stop it. They put the Molly and the ecstasy in there.
Tuttle's Budget Cuts offer.
Because remember, dumbass. Remember when I almost could have killed myself from drowning because I did some Molly during the middle of the summer in the Florida heat overnight? Yeah, I almost passed out. I almost passed out and fell in the water. And guess what? I don't think I would have woken up. I was actually, I really could have killed myself. Yeah, Fish on Jay, he did. Bubba did call me a Harry Potter mustard mouth was. Just asking for a friend. Yeah, I got you, Fish on Jay. Once again, you're a friend of mine. Friends of mine can bust balls. It doesn't bother me.
For style and value. For $5, not only will
you understand the dolphin, though.
You receive a haircut you'll never forget, but Tuttle will also serve you lunch.
Now, this was the funniest part of the whole thing. And I don't even know who this Drew guy is. If you guys listen to Tom and Dan, because I don't want to go in hard. Maybe Drew is a sponsor. Maybe Drew is a sponsor. I don't want to go in hardcore and stuff. But I really think Tom Van is behind this. Drunky the Bear, a.k.a. Tom Van. I really do think Tom Van is behind this. I think he wrote this whole entire thing.
Choose between your choice of a bone-in catfish sandwich or local favorite, Tuttle Pie Surprise. Yum.
All right. See, the reason I wasn't for sure if this was a sponsor, I mean, look, he's wearing khakis, wearing the pink collared shirt, jacket. I don't know. See, I don't know who this guy is. This is why I think Tom Van is behind this whole thing. I think Tom, Drunky the Bear, wrote this whole thing. Because he always loves busting my balls. He always loves pitting me down when I'm appearing on the show and stuff.
Drew,
come on down.
See, look at Tom. Tom's got that shit-eating grin. And you know he wrote this. He did. And this Drew guy, they're calling him out for being awkward and stuff. Hold on. Let me read this from Nelly Mandingo. One of the hardest laughs was when Bubba said he had aquarium mouth when his mouth tasted like metal or something. You know, it's weird. Everybody said, oh, man, I hate the taste of metal. I can't think of it too many times I've had metal in my mouth, but we all know what it is. Like, could you imagine putting tinfoil in your mouth? Ugh.
Stop. You're nervously reading your manifesto.
Drew, you gotta stop. You look like you're sweating. You're
he is sweating. Look at how like shiny he is. That's why I think Tom Van. That's why I said that I think Tom Van wrote this whole thing and put this Drew guy that I don't even know. And I'm gonna find out. Because if it's a sponsor, he's an untouchable. But if he's an underling at the Tom and Dan show, he's fair game, in my opinion. Because, here, I'll tell you this. I haven't known Sam as long as I have Tom and Dan, but Samantha, always been kind to me. She's good at what she does. She's always been, like, extremely cool to me. And I really wouldn't mind if Sam was behind it. Tom and Dan, they're untouchable because I worked with them for so long. And it's just jokes. Because if it comes from Tom and Dan, I know it comes from a good place. But is this like somebody coming up trying to make a name for himself by going after me? No.
There's sweat coming down your brow. You know you look like the Bud Dwyer. You remember the Bud Dwyer
yeah,
video?
He's like, hold on.
He tells everybody to get back. And then he reaches in the manila envelope and he pulls out a gun. He blows his brains out. That's what it looks like you're about to do. So you got to stop. You got to change your body language.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Like, I'm not mad about this, but, like, matter of fact, if I'm just being, like, for real, this helps me out more than, like, I know it's content for the guys. I mean, they did me a favor. Now, I would have loved it if they would have, like, tagged me or promoted or put some links up on the TikTok video. That would have been fine. Tom and Dan, look, seriously, I'm honored. I really, really am honored that you guys did it. But I really do think Tom had something to do with this. And it would not be shocking, but I'm not going to be upset at Tom at all. I'm such good friends with Tom. I know he likes to bust balls and stuff. But if this Drew guy, I don't even know who he is. And I'll get to the bottom of it. And if this is something that Drew, who I don't even know who it is, I'm not talking about Drew Garabo, so don't go and run to Drew Garabo and say that I'm talking about him. Talking about a guy wearing khakis, a pink collared shirt, and some jacket that he looked like he got from Goodwill. And look, I don't even know. I know that I don't have good fashion. I've been watching a lot of, because I never watched it when it came out, Orange is the New Black. I know it's a female prison and stuff, but, you know, when you go to prison and stuff, you're new to the game, you're going to go after somebody. If this was all this Drew guy that I don't even know who it is, I will admit, Drew, it was funny. But you're definitely owed some retribution. Sorry. I don't want anybody to think that I'm being petty and stuff, but true. I cannot let that slide without a rebuttal. And I'm good at research. I will find out things about you. And I go for the jugular. I keep it funny, but I get real personal. I do. Maybe that's why I'm unhireable when it comes to radio. I wanted to get into this one story. I found this kind of interesting. One of my favorite shows, Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul. This reminds me of Gus Fring, you know, the Los Pollos Locos. There's this restaurant that they were selling drugs out of.
Here's what's developing now is a story everyone is talking about. 34 people arrested and charged with...
God damn, 34 people.
...with drug trafficking for the Mexican cartel.
Ooh! See, now you understand why I'm comparing this to Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, because, I mean, the Mexican cartel, Los Pollos Locos, the chicken restaurant. I mean, come on, guys.
Investigators say it all happened out of a local Greenville restaurant called Los Primos.
In Fosco- Los Pollos and Los Primos. Well, what does Primos mean in Spanish? Like, I can understand a lot of it. What does Primo mean?
Carolina's Linda Gibbs. She's live this morning.
Prime?
With this story.
Is it Prime? I'm just guessing. Oh, look at this chick.
You've got the latest on this major drug bust, Lindsay.
Hey, good morning, Ashley. According to the South Carolina Attorney General, the drugs were allegedly trafficked throughout South Carolina, but most...
I mean, I've only been to South Carolina a couple of times. I was in the Charleston area. Yeah, Iggy T. Iggy T says, I think cousin. So, Primo. Los cousins. The cousins. They were brothers. They were twin brothers. Do you remember the Spanish twin brothers in Breaking Bad that they never talked? They tried to kill Walter with the axe. They tried to take out Hank. Ugh.
Mostly here in the upstate, and it was all happening right down the road from an elementary school. Now, take a look at your...
All right, come on now. All right, let's be honest. What they were doing was bad. But this is just the news trying to sensationalize it. Say what you want about some drug dealers and stuff. They do have a code. Just because an elementary school was right down the road, I don't think this Los Primos was like targeting kids to be able to sell it to. Oh, it's cousin Cuzzy. All right. Yeah, it is.
Screen. It's a case known as the Los Benditos. The indictment says the owners of Los Primos restaurant.
Oh, they even got the food truck wheelie out by the road. And let's be honest, I used to get those, on Fridays when I would get done with the show, me and Colton would hit up the Pincho place. I don't even know if I'm saying that right, but it's like basically the Spanish woman in front of a hole-in-the-wall gas station. She got a grill out front. She's cooking meat on a stick, and I got to tell you, some of the most delicious meat that I've ever had in my mouth.
Restaurant are being accused of running the massive drug ring out of the restaurant and distributed through.
Oh, I love it. See, they got the pictures of the food items up like it's a Chinese food restaurant. I didn't know Spanish restaurants did that. Clip that for the promo. Best meat that I ever had in my mouth. I knew as soon as I said that, I was like, somebody's going to pull that drop for sure.
Taco trucks. Investigators say Los Primos became a hub for trafficking in the
city. Wait, hold on. Los Primos, I don't really have a, well, I mean, Nelly Mandingo, what is your last meal choice on death row? Well, I'm going to eat everything that could possibly give me diarrhea, explosive diarrhea. I'm going to take a lot of antibiotics and be like, hey, I got an infection. I want to take a bunch of antibiotics, kill all the good bacteria in my stomach and stuff. I'm going to eat as much bad stuff as I can. Because when they kill me, I just want to spray diarrhea, like, all over the place.
You might as well. Because usually after they kill you, they just bag you up and stuff. I want to leave the biggest mess that I can for them.
I mean, at least help them make their money. So yeah, I'm thinking like chili or just something that's just going to absolutely wreck my bowels.
State, the food truck's moving more than 1,000 kilograms.
Oh, wait, hold on. Look at that. Hold on. I mean, whew. I saw it looks like a lot of drugs here. Let me bring this back a little bit and see what they were trafficking.
More than 1,000 kilograms of meth, 100 Ooh. Kilograms of cocaine, and 2 kilograms of heroin.
Wow. Okay. So they weren't even like screwing around with weed. They were going in hard to the paint. Oof. They got those guns and stuff. Man, oh man. Is all the white baggies methamphetamines?
Trafficked throughout South Carolina. Now, that's an estimated street value of $87 million.
Wow. And they had some pretty good high-power rifles and automatic guns. Wow. Reverend Jim Jones, I said that earlier. The reason that I even played this story, because I'm such a big fan of Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. This is definitely Los Hermanos, or I thought it was Los Pollos Hermanos. They were called the Chicken Brothers, I think. Tommy Largo, it's half meth, half coke, a little bit of heroin. Well, thank you, Tommy. I really appreciate that.
We're told even more meth and cocaine were seized during the bust, plus more than 20 firearms in 60.
Now, the brown bags are definitely heroin, right? Like, I've never been into that, but, I mean, I've done pain pills and stuff before, but I've never done heroin. That looks like heroin, but I could be way off. Tommy Largo writes, I'm watching season 5 of Better Call Saul now since season 6 just came out. It's a great show. I don't think it's as good as Breaking Bad, but man, so good.
$3,000. And we want to show you video from a shooting happening outside the restaurant I reported on back in October. A man was arrested in this shooting, but the scene was just right down the road from Montague Elementary School. We spoke with.
Okay, well, what? See, this is what the local news likes to do. I'm sure when this all happened. I mean, you're showing archive footage, and it's at night. Guess what? They're not going to school during the nighttime. So why even bring up the elementary school?
And like I said, even though these drug dealers and stuff, they might have been operating there. And look, these weren't like street level dealers. They were probably selling and transporting it to other places. And say what you want, criminals do have a little bit of code of conduct, a little bit of ethics. They're not going to be selling to little kids. Matter of fact, if I'm being honest, I don't think anybody's going to fuck around. Well, I mean, yeah, you're right. Enhanced crime zone? I mean, it could be. But I don't understand why the news... it's the second time that they brought up the school. I think that these drug dealers would probably be looking out for the kids. You think... all right, here. Give an example. This loss... I forget it, what it was called, but that was close to the school. Do you think if there was like a pedophile that was roaming the neighborhoods and stuff in that area, that's not going to happen when there is a major drug ring right down the street? Because guess what? Drug dealers are not going to pit up with a pedophile that is going to be stalking kids and stuff. I know that, you know that, but this is just the news trying to make their story bigger than what they are.
Neighbors in the area who say it's terrifying knowing it's so close to where their kids go to school. And we know the restaurant remains closed at this time, but some of the suspects.
She looks like she could, but never mind.
Face up to 30 years behind bars.
All right. So I got my guest should be coming on soon. I didn't want to play this. I found this really, really. No, I already played this. See, I lose track. Everything, like, runs together sometimes. What time is it? I got 20 seconds. You know what? Here's another one of the news just not having anything to talk about, and they just want to, like, tell a story. Everybody is wanting to have, and the Guinness Book of World Records is the biggest bullshit that's out there. Because listen, you give me enough time. Oh, never mind. Hold on. Let me add. Hold on. Hey, hold on. Let me switch this up here. Hey, Jordan.
Hi.
Jordan, how are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you?
What are you up to tonight, Jordan?
Well, I'm here on the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Where are you?
Where are you calling from, Jordan?
Florida.
Oh, you? Well, where at in Florida?
Sarasota.
Okay, well, man, I'm in Tampa all the time. I need to meet up with you. Maybe we can go out and do some man on the street stuff. I was listening to some of your podcasts and stuff, and I know that you just started your video podcast, and I love it because you don't take yourself too seriously. You're wearing a banana costume. Why the banana costume? Is there any, like, symbolism behind it? Or are you just... it really doesn't even have to have any symbolism behind it. I think it's great. You're thinking outside the box.
Well, so... it was Halloween, right? Mm-hmm. So I went to this store called Spirit Halloween.
Yeah, everybody knows those. They set up shop in, like... all these defunct, run-down, empty, like, store spaces. Everybody, and I go to Spirit all the time.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, so there it was, you know, banana costume. Mm-hmm. I had two choices. I had banana or a white claw.
Wait, you broke up on me there. I don't know.
I like bananas.
Okay. Wait, what was the other thing? You broke up on me there.
The white claw.
What is the White Claw? Like a White Claw, like drink?
Yeah, like the can.
Do you drink the White Claws and stuff or like, no?
No.
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 I'm a banana.
I love the banana. Fish on Jay says, love the banana suit, Cuzzy. So, Jordan, before we get into the interview and stuff, tell my audience a little bit about yourself. Who is Jordan? how can they find your podcast or any of the content that you're putting out?
Hi, guys. My name is Jordan Lamb. I'm a student still in college. I'm doing studio art, which is like graphic design. And I have a podcast called Jordan Mode. You can listen to it on Spotify or everywhere you get your listen. Everywhere you listen to stuff, basically. So, you know, if you're into randomness or whatever, you like bananas or you don't give a shit about whatever. I don't know if I can swear.
No,
but
you
I
can
just
curse
swore.
Like, yeah, fuck that. But, you know, bananas are the shit.
Yeah. So just whatever, you know, just have fun. That's my thing.
Jordan, how old of a guy are you?
Guess.
Well, you're going to school 21 or 22.
You were right. 21.
21. Now, let me ask you, how was your childhood growing up? You got brothers, sisters, your only child.
I was an only child.
Sheltered life? Did your parents keep a close eye on you is what I'm trying to say?
No. Well, I guess it was half and half.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they, like, at a certain age, I was just, like, left to be in the house alone.
Because,
you know, they knew I could take care of myself at that age.
Yeah.
And, it was pretty half and half. Like, when I was younger, they would be more protective, you know, because I'm young. But the older you get, the more responsibilities I got, the more independent I became.
Yeah. So, Jordan, so you're in college. What, you don't have to say if you don't feel comfortable. What school are you going to? Is it a bigger college? Like, you know, you're going on campus or are you doing a lot of home classes?
I go to SCF, the State College of Florida. It's right now during the summer, I'm doing remote classes.
Mm-hmm.
So before I was doing on campus classes, but now that it's summer, I don't really feel like it. So
I gotta ask, going to college, this is where you're supposed to be like partying, meeting the ladies and stuff. I mean, I'm telling you right now, I think you need to wear the banana costume out there because I think if you do it, ladies are gonna be like, all right, this guy, he's got swagger. He doesn't care what people think of him. And I gotta go meet him. I gotta meet him. And I really think so. Have any of the ladies, have you met any of the like special interest or anything like that since you've been going to school?
I mean, I will admit, like, there are some hotties out there. I've seen them on campus, but I don't actively pursue because that, you know, that's not what I'm there for.
Jordan, come on, man. Like, you seem like a very responsible guy. Here, all right. I'm 42, all right? This is the best years of your life, Jordan. You seem like the type of guy that does not get embarrassed. You really don't care. You'll go up and talk to anybody. Hell, you're doing a podcast wearing a banana suit and stuff. So what I'm trying to say is, like, why not just go up? Because I used to be that person that was afraid that I was going to get rejected or turned down. But now it's kind of like, I can go up and talk to anybody, Jordan. And you probably, you know what? I'm probably the last person you should take any advice from. Really? I mean, seriously, until about 2 years ago, I was a complete train wreck and everything. But I'm just trying to say, you know what? Screw it. You're Jordan Mode. You wear a banana costume. You need to just go up, and I got to tell you, the ladies, I think they would like your swagger.
You really think so?
I do.
You really think so?
Jordan, what's the worst thing that can happen? Seriously.
That's true. I guess what's holding me back is, like, I know it's, like, what's that word? It's, like, it like, doesn't make sense at all, but it's, like, you know, the fear of rejection.
No, don't worry about it. You're going to go through a lot of rejection in your life. Life is going to kick you right in the balls, Jordan. And you just, I'm telling you right now, I've been through it all. And guess what? You just go. Don't give a fuck what anybody thinks. You know, Nelly Mandingo says, let's get some hard hitting question. How big is the hog? When they're saying, like, you know, like, I mean, are you packing? You swinging some meat between the legs and stuff? Because that's what people are asking, you know? I'm just saying.
Bro, is...
we've all measured it. Don't play coy.
Medley?
Yeah, Nelly Mandingo. We've all done it, man. Come on. Even before I was your age that you are right now, come on, we all do that. We all do it. And you trying to get some extra, like, length out of it, even though you know you're lying to yourself. Like, you'll measure from the taint to the tip and try to get some extra size out of it. But come on, man.
Yeah. That is true. Have you ever tried to, like actively make it bigger?
Yes, of course. I've worn C-rings, and by, you know, I don't want to go too hard because, like, I might get demonetized on this video, but, you know, you, or, like, you know, penis pumps. You know, penis pumps will, like, you know, bring the blood into it as well, too. I mean, I, you know, back in the day, I got so desperate, I tied a 2-liter soda, a full soda jug, to the tip of it and try to stretch it out. I think I got a little bit of length out of that, Jordan, but you know, we've all done that, man. Look, as men, you try to pitch your thing in every like hole or whatever. You're like, oh man, can it fit in the, you know, you live in Florida, you've ever been in swimming in a pool and that little jet that's coming out of the pool, Jordan, and you're like,
oh yeah,
yeah, you're like, oh man, I bet that would feel good.
Yeah, straight. If there's a hole, I mean, you bet your ass I'm going to put my dick in it.
Now, Jordan, at 21, you ever had a serious girlfriend and stuff?
Serious girlfriend? You know, to be honest, no.
No?
No. And it, you know, I think if you asked me that like a couple of years back, I would have been ashamed about it. But no.
No, I mean, you shouldn't be ashamed of. Look, I didn't lose my virginity until I was 20. So, you know, I'm not trying to pitch you on a hard spot because I kind of feel like we have dealt with the same thing. I'm an only child as well, Jordan. Ron Bartosz asked, did you ever stick it in a shop vac, like a shop vacuum? We've all thought about that, right? I mean, and one of the vacuums and stuff. Yeah, we've all thought about that.
Yes, we have. Yes, I have, Ron. Thank you for asking that question. I know you would ask that question, Ron. You sound like the type of guy to ask that question.
So Jordan, why did you decide to do the podcast? What motivated you to do it?
I was bored. I was just like lacking something in my life. I needed something to do. I needed to get out of my shell. I was bored as hell. So I was like, let's try something different. I've always wanted to do a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm doing it. I'm still starting, but.
Yeah, Ron Bartosz said he did. He replied to what you said. I speak from experience, LOL. So Ron says he knows what you're talking about there. So Jordan, see, what you need to do is like, all right. I don't know how well your numbers and stuff, but you're doing a podcast. See, like I said, I didn't lose my virginity until I was 20, okay? And I was not good at talking with girls. And it was a fan of the radio station I worked with. So you need to work that. You need to work that angle on the podcast, Jordan, and be like, look, they're not going to know. They're not going to, do you want to come on my podcast? You know, we're doing this, we're doing that. And just use that because ladies like a little bit of attention there, Jordan. And I think that would be great for you, you know, invite some of these ladies on, find out what they're interested in, be like, oh yeah, that would be a great interview. Would you like to come on my show and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Like random girls.
Yes.
Not girls I already know.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Are there any girls that you know that like you're interested in?
No.
No. Oh, man, that was a real quick answer. Well,
it'd have to be a stranger.
Oh, why would it have to be a stranger?
Well, because I feel like the girls that I'm friends with, like, we vibe well, like, personality wise.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing, I feel like the girls that I actually like, mm-hmm. that actually look attractive to me,
mm-hmm.
are the ones I don't know.
Yeah.
Strangely enough.
What do you find attractive? Like, what's your interest? Like, when you look at a girl, you know, and you like thick. For real.
Yeah, curvy ass. I mean, I like, it's just, I know what I like, you know?
All right. Well, look, we all like that. We all like that. You know, a lot of these dudes, they want like supermodel skinny chicks and stuff. But no, my friend, you need to go with the curvy, voluptuous type women and stuff. And I'm right there with you, Jordan. I really, really am. On the line with me right now is Jordan Mode. He is a podcaster. And if you guys have any questions, please, you can call in 407-270-3044. Once again, that's 407-270-3044. And do you mind taking questions from the chat room, Jordan? I mean, is that okay?
Yeah, that's for sure.
All right. So there's a couple of things in here. Hold on. All right. Nelly Mendingo backs you up. Says, thick. Hell yeah. Fish on J says, do you have any fetishes? Asking for a friend. Like, you know, like what you're into, or like, come on, we've all done that. We've looked at pornography and stuff like that. Like, what is the category you go to, Jordan?
MILF.
Oh, for real. Okay.
Yeah.
What old is too old for you? Like, say there was a chick real hot, took care of herself in her 40s, Jordan. Would you be down for that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I'd be down for that. But I think too old would be probably like 50.
Yeah, 50. Yeah, I mean, even though I'm in my 40s, it's just like when you step outside your decade, that's so close here. Yeah, you're just like, oh, man, I could do better. I think I'd rather be with a 60-year-old Jordan than a 50-year-old. I'm just saying.
Really?
I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah,
why?
Because, well, 60 might be wearing dentures. They could take those teeth out, if you know what I'm talking about, Jordan, and do certain things. Yeah. All right. There you go, Jordan.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, once again, if you want to call in, 407-270-3044. How long have you been in the Tampa area? Tampa, St. Pete,
you mean Sarasota,
yeah.
I've lived here all my life, so 21 years.
Wow. Now, if you don't mind me asking, what's your heritage? Like, you know, I'm straight Caucasian, that's from the United Kingdom and stuff, my ancestors. Where's your heritage come from?
I'm Asian without the cock.
Okay.
I am Chinese.
Oh, American. You are? I mean, yeah. How long did your parents immigrate here, or were they born here as well too? Because I mean, I think that's the great thing about America is the melting pot, and the numerous and different type of backgrounds we have. I think it's great. Were they born here as well too?
No, they immigrated from China.
What area from China were they from?
Hong Kong.
Okay. Well. Yeah, man. See, that's an area, like, does your parents, like, because, you know, the thing that I like the most is that, you know, a lot of people don't like to pay attention to stereotypes or like, oh, but I think stereotypes is the way that we learn, you know, our differences and stuff, people being open-minded and everything, like, as Chinese, what, you know, Chinese heritage, do you ever have to deal with some of those stereotypes or, you know, especially with COVID and everything, there was a lot of discrimination, hate towards the Asian community because of our former president calling the Kung Flu or the China virus and stuff. Did you ever have to deal with any of that stuff?
Honestly, no. I've been fortunate enough to where, like, where I live is, like, so small. That I like, not a lot of people are racist or
that's good.
Use those stereotypes, unless I guess Or maybe I need to go out to the places where there are old white people.
I can take you to those places. You know what, Jordan? We got to go out and kind of do some man on the street stuff, me and you. And I'll go with you because that was my bread and butter. You know, the 20 years that I was doing radio is going out and interviewing people and stuff. And I think you of Chinese descent wearing a banana costume, interviewing people, I think that it would be some of the most brilliant comedic video that we could ever, ever do. I mean, I think it would be great. And Jordan, I would never let anything bad. I have my concealed carry, so if anybody like pops okay. off, I will be more than happy to take care of you and stuff.
All right. Thank you.
Would you be down for that? Like, I don't know.
Oh
like,
yeah, I'm down for that.
I mean, because like I shouldn't assume that. Oh man, Jordan, he wants to. You know, I don't want you to think like I'm like, oh, come under my wing, Jordan, and I'll teach you the ways of doing man on the street and getting under people's skin and getting great video and stuff. But I think you have that it factor, Jordan. I really do.
That what is that it factor?
You just don't care. You don't. You might not right now, but I promise you. Would you consider yourself a nerd? I was a nerd growing up, even though that I did manly type things growing up because, you know, I'm a Florida cracker. Growing up and stuff, I did a lot of manly things, but I was also a nerd. I think that's why I kind of, in the city I grew up in, kind of stuck out like a sore thumb. And I used to be you in my early 20s where I still cared what people thought. And I really think like once you get to that point where you just don't give a damn what people think, it's going to take your content, your comedy, whatever you want to do in life, it's going to take it to the next level, I think.
No, right. I would consider myself a huge nerd.
What kind of nerdy things are you into?
What am I not into? I like comics. I like manga. I like anime. I like games. I like everything. You know, it's like
Star Wars guy, Star Wars guy, Marvel guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Star Wars or Star Trek? Star Wars or Star Trek?
I'm biased because I never seen anything Star Trek related.
All right. Yeah.
So Star Wars.
Yeah. Harry Potter into any of that stuff? Yeah, no. Lord of the Rings?
Never Lord of the Rings, but I have Harry Potter.
Yeah. They really, well, I you know what? Didn't Harry have a crush on an Asian girl at Hogwarts at one time? I thought he did. I was like, hell yeah, Harry. Get after it.
Harry's got that yellow fever. Holy shit.
See? There you go. I set you up, Jordan. I set you up for the joke, and you know what you did? You spiked it down. You dunked on it. You posterized me. You did. You posterized me. And you know what? That should be something you should be proud of because you had that comedic timing. I set you up, and me being the Caucasian white nerd, I can't make those type of jokes, you know? And you just, you slam dunked it right in my face and you were like, how's my nuts taste? That's exactly what you said.
Yeah, how's my balls taste?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now,
so you made that joke about a certain color. Is that why you picked the banana thing or no? No? I mean, was there any correlation?
No. No, but it was a good joke.
Yeah, right? you like, need to you do that. It. You need to do that, Jordan. All right, so you're going to school. What do you want to do with your degree?
Fuck, I think, I don't know. Be like, I want to make cool shit.
Movies?
Content? Yeah, maybe like movie posters.
Mm-hmm.
Or just anything that'll keep me working. Mm-hmm. Fish I don't want to be homeless.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Fish on J asks, what's your favorite anime?
Oh my God, Fish on J. You know what you've just done? You've just
opened up Pandora's box. All right, how about this? Now a lot of people don't know much about anime, but like your best female anime character, because there's a lot of anime characters, they kind of play on their demographic. People that or might be a little nerdy, but some of the anime females are, you know, they on purposely, they draw them, they animate them to look a little sexual. Like, favorite female anime character in your favorite anime show.
Okay. So favorite female, I don't, that's such a hard question, but right off the top of my head, I would say Faye Valentine from Cowboy Bebop.
Hold on. I'm looking this stuff up now so I can let, wait, you said what?
Faye Valentine, Cowboy Bebop.
All right. Oh, I got to hear it. See, I'm going to put it up on the screen here and see if I can find some pictures of her. Oh, okay. Now, yeah. have they done a live action of Cowboy Bebop? Because that does sound very familiar to me.
Yes, Netflix just recently.
Oh, yeah, Jordan, you're right. You're right, Jordan. Here, hold on, I'm going to share the screen here so I can put that up there. Hold on, share. So this is, hold on, come on. Here we go. So what picture are you talking? Can you see it on the screen, Jordan?
Yeah, I can see it.
Is this Faye Valentine?
Yep, that's her.
Oh, man, they do. They kind of do make, yeah, look at that. High stockings and everything. Yeah, Jordan.
Yeah. Is that your taste?
I mean, dude. I can see what you're going for here. Now look at this chick. They got a Faye Valentine plus size costume.
Okay.
Look at this.
I didn't mean a laugh, actually.
Oh. I mean, come on though, Jordan. Damn. You would. You definitely would.
Yeah.
I would. Come on. Plus size. Yeah. I can't even lie. I love going to these conventions and stuff. Fish on J writes, Morgan from Darkstalkers is my favorite anime chick.
That's a good choice. Shit. That's a good choice.
See, I need to get you in touch. Fish on J is a real good friend of mine. We go fishing all the time. Hold on. Dark Match Steve says, Cowboy Bebop is my favorite. I love the mushroom episode. What is the mushroom episode?
They took like this, pretty sure they were mushrooms. They actually took mushrooms and then they just like the whole episode was them under.
Wait, they were tripping? Oh, they were tripping.
Yeah, they were tripping.
Oh,
they were
hell
really
yeah.
Tripping. It was so funny. It's great.
I could only imagine like if you were like tripping on mushrooms, because sometimes like anime can be like very like flashing lights, a lot of color and stuff. Like if you were doing mushrooms and everything, I could only imagine that. Nelly Mandigo says, what is your body count? Well, we've already talked about it. When he says man, body count, like chicks you've had, you know, hooked up with or anything like that. Yeah, you don't have to answer that. I'm sorry if that's a little, you know, crossing the line and stuff.
No, I'll say it. Was that Nedley?
Yeah, Nedley Mandingo.
My guy.
Yeah, he likes you. And you know what? Nedley's gonna probably check out your podcast and stuff. So
no, from banana to Nedley to Mandingo, I would happily say zero.
Uh-huh. Well, see, you know what? You are definitely being upfront, and I love your honesty. The one advice that I can give you is that you got to be honest with your audience, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
You have to.
All right. Or else, what else? What do you have?
No. Exactly. Now, Jordan, what are some of the stories? You know, here in the United States, going through a lot of major issues. What are some of the stories you do talk about, or do you not get bothered in serious type topics?
I mean, it's not that I'm not like, I don't bother with it. I guess it would be like, I don't bother with it, but I do know of it. Like the Amber Heard trial, the Johnny Depp.
What do you
Amber
think
Heard
about
trial.
That? What do you think about that? Who do you think's in the wrong?
Amber.
Yeah. You know,
I mean, she just lies constantly.
Fish on J and you would get along. My second anime chick, Lust from Full Metal Alchemist.
Yo, we should go fishing sometime, Fish on J.
Hey, yeah, have you ever been fishing, Jordan? Have you ever gone out fishing?
Only like once.
I got to tell you, if me and my good friend Jason, Fish on Jay, came over to Tampa one time, would you go out fishing with us? And we're not going to, like, take you out like it's the movie Deliverance. I don't know. I'm probably dating myself if I say, do you even know what the movie Deliverance is?
Not at all.
All right. Well, Burt Reynolds, Ned Beatty, they go out on a whitewater rafting trip in the near the Appalachians. And these good old boys, they stalk them down and they kind of, it's almost like man-on-man rape sex, you know, because the good old boys, they track them down and they tell one of them, oh, squeal like a pig, boy. You know, it's like some inbred rednecks and stuff. So I don't want you to think, like, uh-huh. Me and Fish on Jay are going to take you out on a boat and we're going to be like, all right, Jordan, here you are. We like that banana suit you're in, Jordan. We're going to take you out to this little island and we're going to make you squeal like a pig banana.
Okay. I'm sure glad you won't do that.
Well, but wouldn't somebody that would do that, wouldn't they say that they wouldn't, though, to lure you out to the fishing island?
That is also true. So
you're never going to hang out with us, but no, we're really, really cool. But I think it would be great content to take you out fishing and stuff. And then maybe we can take you to the mangroves, you know, and pick up some people.
Let's do it. You know, man on the street fishing. I'm down for whatever.
Well, I mean, you know, I think you wearing a banana suit, because the mangroves is the place to meet people is what I'm trying to say. You, me, Fish on Jay, hanging out the mangroves, fishing. I think we can find you somebody. I seriously, seriously do, Jordan. You know, and look, I will leave a photocopy of my ID and phone number with your parents and everything. I just want to make sure you feel safe and everything. I will bring a raised sealed birth certificate. So, you know, like I'm not trying to like fool you with a fake identity or anything.
Yeah. And you also carry a concealed carry.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a responsible concealed carry person. So, if any of the good old boys try to make you squeal like a pig, Jordan, I'm going to, you know, that's a clean shoot, Jordan. Like, seriously, uh-huh. I mean, that's a clean shoot. If somebody tries to make you squeal like a pig and tries to rape you in a banana costume, no, guess what? That's a clean shoot. I mean, look, there's no sheriff in the state of Florida, especially with, you know, all the bullshit hate that goes on. They could be like, oh, yeah, Tuttle from the Tuttle Daily Podcast, white Caucasian man saves a Chinese man in a banana suit from getting being made to squeal like a pig and stuff. I mean, it would be great. It would be great promotion for the both of us, Jordan, right?
Right.
I look like the hero. We can both promote our podcast and everything. We can almost form like a little bit of a partnership. And that's a clean shoot. I'm not going anywhere. Come on. You know that. I know that. We'd be good, man.
No, we would be a good team, I feel like. You know, we could actually probably fight crime.
Yeah, exactly. What kind of, like, if I was going to wear, all right, keeping with the fruit theme, what kind of fruit costume would I wear? Like, if we were going to be a crime-fighting anime, nerdy white dude, nerdy Chinese guy, you're wearing a banana suit, what am I wearing?
You look like a grape guy.
Yeah. I think
purple.
You nailed it.
I'm talking purple.
All right, so am I wearing like a suit that's got a bunch of grapes on it, or I'm just dressing up as one grape?
Oh, it's got to be like bunch of grapes, like Fruit of the Loom.
Yeah, exactly. Good reference there, Jordan. I mean, it would be great. Okay, banana, very phallic, right? Okay, right. I mean, it is. Well, we're talking fruit. Nedley Mandingo said eggplant, but I do like eggplant, though.
Yo, Mandingo can join us, and he can be the eggplant.
Yeah, Nedley, do you want to join us? We'll reserve the eggplant for you. Fish on Jay, what can Fish on Jay be? So, if me and you are being fruits, what would Fish on Jay be? We got to go vegetable. We should go another phallic type vegetable, because I'll be the only like grapes that could be like balls. Okay. So I'm like the testicles. You're a phallic fruit. Yeah. Ned Lee is an eggplant, and Fish on Jake could be a cucumber, right? Like,
yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Cause we kind of hit a lot of colors on the color spectrum. You know, we got purple, yellow, green. Well, two purples. I don't know. Might have to change that up a little bit. I don't know. We'll come to that. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. Jordan, I'm sorry. You probably think I'm a complete weirdo. Nelly says I'm going completely nude. That's what he says. I'm going nude.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Fish on Jay says I'm part African, so that makes sense. So there we go. I mean, we're good. Because he's going to be a cucumber. Cucumbers are very lengthy and girthy. So I think that was what he was getting at.
Watermelon?
No. Oh, what Jordan. If God damn it, Jordan. All right. I'm getting No. Listen. Hey, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. But Jordan, I like your swagger. I think you should be able to say that. I believe in absolute First Amendment. Absolute First Amendment. God damn it, Jordan. I'm not mad at you, but I just got to cover my own ass and everything, okay? But you know what? I don't think you said anything wrong, my friend.
Right. I just said watermelon, you know?
Yeah, that's like, all you said. You weren't doing anything.
Yeah, you don't know what I was thinking. Like, I was just spitting out random fruit. Honeydew, cantaloupe.
I mean,
strawberry.
I mean, you are a banana, if I'm just being honest.
Right, exactly. So I don't see a problem here.
Jordan, I fucking love you, man. Jordan, I'm going to get out of here because it's been a long week. But we got to do this again. We really,
yeah,
really do.
Sure.
Holy shit. All right, Jordan, before I let you go, tell my audience how they can check out your stuff.
Hello, everyone listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. It's me, Jordan. You can honestly listen to my podcast called Jordan Mode for dumb shit, for more dumb shit.
All right, hold on. I don't mean to interrupt you, okay? All right, so big wrestling fan. A lot of wrestlers live in the Tampa, St. Pete, Sarasota area, okay? Did you watch wrestling at all? No?
No.
But you know what a promo is, like when the wrestler is like, this is Jordan here, you know, you need to check out my, all right, so I'm going to give you the floor here in 3, 2, 1, you cut your own promo.
Okay. Jordan Mode, check it out everywhere, listen everywhere, Spotify, fucking Apple Podcasts, you know, YouTube even, do it everywhere. I spew so much shit every single week and I have so much fun, even if you're not, I am, so thanks. Thank you.
Jordan, man, it's been a pleasure, man. You have all my contact because I was emailing with you. Shoot yours back to me. I definitely, next time I'm in that area, I gotta meet up with you. Seriously. I had a lot of fun with this.
Yeah, for sure. Me too, man. Thank you.
All right, Jordan. You have a wonderful night, man, and I hope you have a good weekend.
You too.
All right, man. Bye. Look, I'm sorry. I love the kid. I would really love your feedback. I would love for you guys to leave me a voicemail. You guys might have thought that sucked, but I loved it. I got to give the kid credit. 21. He came in here. He rolled with the punches and stuff. Atomic Citizen, I mean, brings up a great point. Two bananas make even better content. I have no problem wearing a banana costume. Fuck it. Man, I can't believe he said watermelon. Is it? You know what? I'm going to stop there. I don't think it's a problem that he made that joke. Ron, thank you for letting me know. I'm going to check that out. Man, I don't know why I love that. Fuck, Jordan, I love you, man. All right, I'm going to get out of here, guys. I want to thank everybody that checked out the show. Wait, hold on. Nelly Mandingo says don't leave. Are you trying to call in? Because I closed the Google Voice down. So if you're trying to call in. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm not leaving yet, Nedley. I'm not. Man, I really, really love that. And I would love to get your feedback about Jordan. I mean, and you know what? You guys had another 10 minutes. How about this? I'll stick around. I mean, how about this? I don't want anybody to think I'm panhandling or anything. If you guys cheer some bits or super, you know what? I will stay. I will stay another 10 minutes. I'll play this story here. How about that? I wanted to talk about this. I was trying to talk about this before Jordan came on, but I love how anybody can break a world record now. This guy, I think up in Minnesota, and if I was his neighbor, I would be so pissed off. I would be so furious. I think this tree, they never really said. I don't know if it was struck by lightning or he got blown over by a bad storm, but here, I'll let the story do the talking.
Minneapolis is known for some iconic landmarks.
Things like the Spoon Bridge and Cherry Fountain and the Lake Harriet Bandshell. Now, another's in the works near Lake of the Isles. Muriel Mo shows us how a homeowner is turning a storm-damaged tree.
And this is not a bad neighborhood. Look at the view that this guy has here. Look at this. Hold on. That is a good-looking neighborhood. And this tree got knocked down. And there are so many things I want to make fun of when it comes to this story, but they got neighbors, you know, like these are the type of neighbors that are going to bitch and complain if your grass is even too long.
Is turning a storm damaged tree into something he hopes will draw the community together.
Here, I will go to the end of this story. I got a lot of comments on this, but I got to piss like a racehorse. Sorry.
A huge storm came, a flash by 10 a.m. on a Saturday. Dark sky, high winds.
In 2017, that's...
Okay, so you guys all know that I'm a big baseball fan. I love baseball. I loved Robert Redford and The Natural. I always wanted to find a tree that was struck by lightning and make a wooden baseball bat out of it. Make a Wonder Boy bat. And I don't know. I think that this got blown over from the wind because this looks like it was a break, like the wind pushed it over and stuff. But I always thought that was a great concept in the movie The Natural. And to make a bat out of a tree that got struck by lightning and stuff. What up, Jake Hudson? But this looks like it was blown over from the wind. And this is what I'm talking about, how you can get into the Guinness Book of World Records for the dumbest bullshit.
Storm took out this giant bur oak tree in John Higgins' front yard. Its huge branches crashing down, left with just this.
We lost a friend.
You lost a friend. Now, what this guy came up with, he's trying to make the world's biggest pencil. And he's trying to make it into, I guess, like the type of art that's living art. And listen to the idea. And I got to tell you, I'd be absolutely pissed off if this was his neighbor. Because you know the type of people that live in a neighborhood like this. It's pretty nice. It might be a gated community. But these are the type of people that pay good money and they don't want to have to deal with stuff.
So he decided to give new life to this dead tree trunk.
We thought, let's do something basic, simple, that we can execute.
Atomic Citizen said, this guy must crap on the HOA's bed quite often. Yeah, he Amber Heard it. He straight up left a grumpy on the HOA's bed.
But something that's classic.
Soon in this lakeside front yard will stand a 16-foot classic number 2 pencil. It'll look just like...
Look, I'm into some pretty nerdy stuff, but this is going to look so trashy that you're going to have a replica of an old-fashioned number 2 pencil. And not just that, listen to what he has in plan for it. And I didn't even know that this title existed. But to be honest, here, I'll get to that.
This, not exactly to scale, but other than that, every...
No shit.
Every detail down to the branding will be on this giant pencil.
This is the Empire Pencil Corporation. It's one of the very first pencils that was brought to America.
Are you kidding me? Could you pick anything that is more obscure or more... just like
sculpture already has a name, the Lodi pencil. Lodi standing for Lake of the Isles, where you can find the tree on the east side of the...
You know, I know that all the kids that live in the neighborhood, they're going to be like, hey, we can make a name for ourselves. Let's go up and bring our baseball bats and play pencil break with this 13-foot tall, world's largest replica number 2 pencil. You know that the kids are all going to... this tree will not last. It will not last for very long at all. Atomic Citizen brings up a great point. I see the HOA sending a certified letter now. And... you know, like, the kids are going to be like, oh, man, pencil break. I don't even know. Do kids even do pencil break now? I know that was pretty big back in the day. Do you guys remember at the beginning of the school year, you could get your parents, you could buy the pencil set that had every single NFL team. You would get a set of pencils, and it had every single NFL team. You would get your favorite NFL team pencil, and you would go head-to-head with all these other little assholes in school, and you would play pencil break. Everybody did it. That's why I say you're going to get some kids that are going to be like, yeah, let's break the pencil, the world's tallest pencil.
Lake. The sculptor, Curtis Engelstad, is...
Reverend Jim Jones says, woods, we called it. Where are you from, Reverend Jim Jones? Because I see that's the other thing I like about the United States, about the different, like, lingo and stuff regionally.
Whittling away at it, hoping to make it a neighborhood spectacle in about 3 weeks. But the final sculpture will not be permanent.
It's an event in sculpting it.
Listen to this. This, I don't know. I think it's kind of cool, but I also think it's kind of lame. What I really think is lame that there is a professional pencil sharpener.
But it's also a pencil, and a pencil needs to be sharpened.
The inaugural sharpening of this pencil will be Saturday, June 4th, and they hope to make a tradition out of it, sharpening a foot down each year.
So, you know what? I take back what I said. This guy is milking and working the gimmick. And you know he's going to make money off of this. He's going to make money off of it. You know that he's going to make money off of this. You know what? I'm saying it's lame, and I'm hating on it because I'm jealous.
It'll be a living sculpture in that sense.
Higgins hopes that with each annual sharpening, the community will write their own memories with this pencil.
When you sharpen it, it's a promise to write a formula, to write a love letter, to write a story.
Nobody writes anymore. Let's be honest. And I know this is going to be, I used to be this person. Oh, yeah, if I ever sound like an old person, I'd kick my own ass. Nobody writes anymore, right? Come on. Do kids even know how to write cursive? Do kids Oh, I had horrible handwriting, but at least I could write cursive. Atomic Citizen. I know a few woodpeckers that would say differently. Nobody's writing anymore. Nobody sends letters anymore. Nobody writes. I go back and forth. 1 minute, 1 second, I think this is really cool, and another second, I think it's lame.
At Lake of the Isles, Marielle Mose, WCCO 4 News.
As Elle mentioned, that's happening Saturday, June 4th. David Reese, a nationally acclaimed pencil sharpener.
Really? Really? Look, listen to this. Listen.
Fourth, David Reese, a nationally acclaimed pencil sharpener.
I'm going to get with Vulture. I want to interview this guy. Wait, how did they describe it?
Saturday, June 4th, David Reese, a nationally acclaimed
pencil sharpener. I got to talk to this guy. Atomic Citizen brings up a great point. There are no pencils. I was in the mental institution 11 days. No, and the pencil that they gave you was that short. They didn't want you to be able to have any leverage to stab anybody. And you don't get to carry that pencil around. No, hell no. So they're not giving it to you. Hell, I think they'd rather let you write, but, well, maybe they do. I don't know. I've never been to prison. I've only been in jail. But I got to talk to this guy, David Reese, the world-acclaimed pencil sharpener. Let me hear this.
As Elle mentioned, that's happening Saturday, June 4th. David Reese, a nationally acclaimed...
Is he saying Reeves or Reese? Ron writes, Ron Bartosz writes, are you off on the weekends from your new job? Yes, I am. You know, first couple of weeks at a new job is always a little stressful because you're learning the ropes and you don't want to mess up and stuff. But yeah, I really need it. I had the worst nights of sleep this week. Couldn't shut my brain off and stuff. But David Reese, I got to remember that.
Plain pencil sharpener, and who knew there was such a thing?
Yeah, my thoughts exactly.
Flying in from New York for the event. There's also going to be a live band and an ice cream truck, and he says everyone is welcome to attend.
So, you know this guy is going to be selling merchandise. It's going to be one of those roadside attractions. You know how you can always, like, you're going down, crossing the country on a road trip, you're like, see the biggest ball of twine or the largest bowl or the largest frying pan. He's going to make money off of this. And if I was a neighbor, I'd be pissed. Because you know there's going to be some white trash. Hey, honey, we're here. The world's largest pencil. Bring out the kids. Get out in front of it. You know people are going to want to take their picture in front of the tree. His yard's all going to get, like, gnawed down from people walking on it and stuff. Ugh. All right. I do got to get out of here. I want to thank everybody. Nelly Mandingo, Fish on Jay, thank you. You know what? Not just them. They donated some money to the cause. But you guys that are watching... Only way this show's going to grow is if you tell your friends, family, loved ones, neighbors, whatever it may be. And if you do hate me, tell your enemies. I can't think of a better joke to play on your enemies to make them listen to a podcast that you hate. All right, I'm getting out of here. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Hopefully you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you on Monday.